Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome here to Holdridge as Dusters playing host to Kearney Catholic in a girl-boy doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. Well, three of these four teams getting together today looking for their first win of the season. The only one that picked up a win yesterday in their opening action was Kearney Catholic's girls at home against Class A North Platte, who won that one 47-41. Meanwhile, the Holdridge girls hit the road yesterday and lost to Adams Central 52-36. They're a pretty banged up basketball team right now, which we'll talk about more here in just a little bit. On the boys' side, Kearney Catholics had a pretty good task for the number 10 team in Class C1, according to the Omaha World Herald. The Stars at home took on Class A's North Platte and only scored 35 points against the Bulldogs, a game heard yesterday here on ESPN Radio. North Platte winning that one 51-35. Meanwhile, Holdridge also went to Adams Central and lost to the Patriots. It should be a pretty good basketball team. They lost on the road 56-41, but it is the home opener here for the Dusters, so it is a pretty good matchup here for Kearney Catholic, as they'll have a puncher's chance here for sure. But again, playing at a Class B school that got beat the night before, that's never very easy for a Class C1 squad. And we'll find out exactly where Kearney Catholic's at here in the early stages on the boys' side. On the girls' side, again, high expectations for Kearney Catholic. They have a tradition, and they're trying to continue that tradition even though they graduated some really good basketball teams and five starters from a year ago. But they do bring back some girls that played quite a bit last year, so they do have some experience. And that's one reason why they are rated number 8 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. So we're going to step away for just a moment. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, proudly bringing you our pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll step away for a moment. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
And welcome back here to Holdridge. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the hometown Dusters. They'll go with Jenna Karn. Karn is a 5'6 junior. She'll start with J.C. Johns, a 5'6 senior. Jessica Deleen is a senior. She's 5'9". And Melinda Lindstrom, a 5'10 senior, with Cassidy Connell at 5'11 and a senior, will provide some height here for Holdridge and head coach Kip Stevens. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, they'll go with Anna Treadle, who is a 5'4 senior, Olivia Misek, 5'7 and a junior, Ainsley Aiden is a 5'6 sophomore, Ashlyn Schmaderer, 5'6 and a senior, and Madison Shoemaker, Maddie, is 5'10 and a senior for head coach Rick Petrie. And again, your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So there's the matchup that we've got for you here in our first game. Second game, as we mentioned, coming up here in a little bit between these two teams, and it should be a pretty even matchup on that side. I would say Kearney Catholic's girls would be a favorite here in Holdridge against the Dusters. And again, I like the Stars' chances of winning on the road here. But again, as I said, not easy, especially on the boys' side. But the Kearney Catholic girls, a little bit more tradition, and they just find a way. They just kind of know a way to win. Not saying that the boys can't, but again, certainly I'd say Kearney Catholic's girls would be the favorite this afternoon, in part because the Dusters are a little short-staffed here. Caitlin Peening, a 5'8 senior, and Kenzie Herbert, just a sophomore, but expected to play quite a bit. They are both injured today, so they will not see any action. And that will be our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. So that's bad news for Holdridge. Meanwhile, for Kearney Catholic, Gabby Bach has an injured ACL. Is expected to come back maybe after the Christmas break. That would be about the time that we would see Gabby back in uniform here for Kearney Catholic. So Stars have some injury issues to deal with as well. So the cheerleaders, even though they shut off the music for them, still out there dancing, getting things ready to go for the Holdridge Dusters as the starting lineup's being announced here in Holdridge. We're going to step away one last time. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Stars and the Dusters here from Holdridge when we come back right after this.
It's never too late for Endzone to increase your nitrogen efficiency this year. Endzone is designed to manage your nitrogen no matter what time you decide to apply your fertilizer. With Endzone's wide application window, you can even add Endzone at side dress time. Anytime you're going to apply nitrogen to your crops, you need to add Endzone. Talk to your local fertilizer and chemical dealer. Ask them to add Endzone to your fertilizer. If they don't handle Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, visit Mid Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Kearney for a free estimate.
And welcome back here to Holdridge as they're getting the crowd kind of wound up here, inducing the starting lineup here for the Dusters, who of course will be in their home white uniforms with the purple numbers, letters, and trim. The Kearney Catholic Stars, of course, in those familiar green uniforms, some gold outlining in there, but primarily the numbers and the word Stars across the front written in white. So for these two squads, trying to get that early start. You're just really kind of polishing things up a little bit. Talked with Coach Petrie before the game. He said, yeah, it's great to be the Class A school, but they did not feel like they played very well yesterday, and they're hoping to certainly kind of clean things up here today against the Dusters. Again, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech, your yield leader. We'll step away one last time and have the tip right after this.
Struggling with the multiple decisions that need to be made in order to achieve your yield goals? Are you looking for that trusted partner who can help provide real yielding solutions for those decisions? At Aurora Cooperative, we pride ourselves in knowing yield and being a partner who listens to your needs and then builds strategies to achieve your farm's goal one field at a time. Aurora Cooperative yield experts are ready to meet your demanding farm needs and put your cooperative to work for your farm and for your future. Contact us today at one of our local Aurora Yield Centers to get your 2018 plan started off on the right foot. Aurora Cooperative, putting owner's equity to work.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at proteamdesign.com.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
And welcome back here to Holdridge, Dusters, and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Glad you could join us here on KXPN 1460 in Kearney, Holdridge, the ESPN Superstation. As Kearney Catholic, we'll be set to ready to jump things for the Dusters. Doing the jumping here is going to be Connell. And for the Stars, that'll be Maddie Shoemaker. So we're all set, ready to go. The one time we'll have a tip here for the girls' game, and it's going to be controlled by the Dusters as they'll just get it in the backcourt here very comfortably for Johns. And Johns will face a little pressure, and that ball is going to be stolen away with the steal. The Schmaderer with the layup. It's up and in. So just like that, Kearney Catholic basketball doing what they like to do, and that is force the turnovers and get easy points, and that allows them to tack on that full court pressure again. Dahleen working on that right side from Schmaderer, shut off by Schmaderer, double team, ball tipped. It's on the ground. 10-second count going on, and they don't get it across. Well, they get a timeout. When they blew the whistle, I thought maybe they were going to have the 10-second call, but a timeout being taken just in time by Kip Stevens. This timeout brought to you by ENT Positions and the Stars defense working wonders here in the early stages. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specializing in you.
And welcome back here. We're just about ready to get this one inbounded. They inbounded originally, but the clock was not ready. They blew the horn after they inbounded the ball, but they also inbounded it before that 30 seconds was up. In any event, we are now playing live basketball, and Kearney Catholic still putting pressure on. They throw it into a double team, and they're going to call a reach here on the Stars as they did not quite have the right angle. And so they've been able to force one turnover, forced a timeout, and now they will commit the foul. That'll be really the first mistake made, and that's Aiden being called for her first foul of the game. But the Stars still putting that full court pressure on. Johns would throw it near midcourt, and it's going to be an errant pass, but it was tipped by Kearney Catholic. It'll go out of bounds. Partially deflected on the pass there by Annie Treadle, so she was the last to touch it. And so the officials, who pretty good officiating crew here, they make the call, and Kearney Catholic knocked the ball loose but couldn't quite track it down. Schmaderer again got her hands on it. So, again, it has not been easy for Holdridge to have – they don't feel comfortable with the basketball just yet. We played 47 seconds of the game, and they just really haven't felt comfortable with the ball yet, as that Stars defense has worked pretty well. Here they get an entry pass down low. It's going to be slapped away, and Aiden will come up with the loose ball. They had a good entry pass initially, but then the hands by Misek to knock the ball loose. And now on that left side, as Misek begins to drive in the offensive end, there's going to be a block called here on Holdridge. That'll be on Melinda Lindstrom. I believe that's who they gave it to. Officials will signal it in on the far side. Inbounds pass. The officials are talking to each other. Was it touched by anybody? And yes, it was. So the ball is going to stay here with Kearney Catholic. It was inbounded, tipped by one of the Dusters. And the Stars wanted to go track it down, but just couldn't get to it. So it'll be thrown in again here by the Stars as the officials put their heads together and say it belongs to the guys wearing green. So it's Schmaderer who will get it at the high post. Back to Schmaderer. Schmaderer steps through the double team then, puts up a shot, no good. And rebound going to be taken out by Holdridge. So Lindstrom pulls down the defensive board here. And now they'll work it here top of the circle on that right side for Dahleen. They'll work it around. Quick jumper on the left side for Holdridge. That's going to be off the mark, but we got a foul in underneath on the rebound. And trying to put up that rebound was J.C. Johns. So Johns will be fouled, and she'll step to the stripe for the first free throws of the game here for either team. And her free throw is up, and it's well short. And by the way, the foul was on Aiden. So Ansley Aiden has two early fouls here in the game. So a minute and a half in, she'll come out of the game. Second free throw is on the way, and it, too, is no good on the ground. And they have a whistle. They're going to say it's a hell ball, and the opening tip was controlled by Holdridge, so Kearney Catholic will get possession of it here. So Stars running down that sideline. It's Schmaderer who's got it. Schmaderer will now lob it top of the circle to Misek. Misek kicks right side, open for three is Treadle, and Andy Treadle's shot is in and out, no good. Rebound ripped out by Shoemaker. Shoemaker misses the putback, and then finally the board is going to be taken down by Connell. So Shoemaker had a pretty good look at it, but couldn't get the shot to fall after getting that offensive board. So on the bounce on the right wing is Dahleen. Dahleen's pass nearly stolen away, but Lindstrom has it here. Misek was just an eyelash away from making the steal there. Now you get it in the hands of Dahleen. DeLean is backing up. They're giving up ground. They're near midcourt now as Jenna Karn is dribbling. We'll take it all the way down to the baseline, shoot over the top of Shoemaker, and she scores. Jenna Karn with the first points of the game here for Holdridge, and we are deadlocked at two after playing 2.5 minutes of basketball. Misek kicks into the corner here for Nicole Shundoff. And we're going to have a foul called as they entered it inside. And so that foul will be on the Dusters, number 42, Casey Connell. So Stars on the baseline, inbound. They'll set the screen up high, open with Shoemaker. She's rolling through the lane, gets the ball in that low post. Got there a little late, and then when she tried to pivot, she took an extra step, and that'll be a turnover. Well, that pass came a little bit late. If they would have got it to her just a second sooner, she would have had a layup. Defense came there, and then she had to try that strong post move, and she ended up, she'll have to polish that move up a little bit through the course of the year. Addie Johnson into the game a little bit ago for Holdridge. She gets the ball, throws it up ahead, and a great pass down low, and that'll set up an easy bucket here for Jersey Klein. So Klein also coming in off the bench. We'll get the bucket here for the Dusters, and they've got their first lead. Schmatter on that left side. C parts for her, so she'll drive hard, and she'll score easily. Little ball fake as everybody cycled through, and there just was wide open. So Schmatter has all four of Kearney Catholic's points. They lose track of Holdridge's Cassidy Connell on the fast break, and she'll dribble in with that left hand on the left side there. Good shot. She lays it up and in, and it's now 6-4 Holdridge. Driving through here is going to be Treadle. Treadle, she'll find an open space, take it high off the iron. That falls in, so we're deadlocked at six again. Pace of the game picking up, and a long pass is going to be intercepted by the Stars. So Holdridge turns it over, gets it to Treadle. Treadle going to drive, work over the screen set by Shoemaker, can't get the shot to fall, and Holdridge will pull down the defensive board. Good decision there by Treadle to shoot, because Shoemaker posting up created a great open area, just missed the shot from about 4 feet away. And now driving here is going to be Connell, and Connell on the way to the basket, going to be fouled. They're going to say she was on the way up, and so she'll step to the stripe with a chance to break a 6-6 tie here with 4-1 to go in the first quarter. Don't forget, coming up this afternoon over on Classic Hits 98.9, high school wrestling, the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational, the finals. Doug will have the call for you coming up. Well, they're probably already going or getting awfully close to it anyway. The foul, by the way, on Shoemaker was her first. And the first free throw was no good here for Connell. So we're still tied at six. And the second free throw is no good. Both of them were missed. Coming out with the rebound for Kearney Catholic is going to be Shundoff. So Nicole Shundoff with the board. She gets the ball back as they get in the offensive end. Well, give and go. She'll get it. Takes it to the baseline. Extra pass. They swing it around. Schmatter is open for three. Good ball movement. Kearney Catholic can't get the three to go, and it's going to be rebounded by Holdridge. Snagging the board there was Lindstrom, and dribbling up a kid here is going to be Karn. Karn will help get it to the elbow in the hands of Connell. Connell will drive, and Connell will get the bucket. Cassidy Connell with 4 points in the game, and now Holdridge back on top at 8-6. Three-pointer on the right wing here for Kearney Catholic by Liza Treadle. That's going to be no good. And the rebound tipped around, and finally coming up with it is Jenna Karn. Karn on the dribble, throws it down low, and it's going to go off the hands of Lindstrom, so that'll be a turnover. So pace has been pretty good, but both teams right now having trouble really securing the basketball. Both teams turning it over a little bit more than they want to. And the Stars' defense early on was tremendous, but now Holdridge is trying to has figured that out just a little bit. On the dribble here for the Stars is Eschenbrenner. Eschenbrenner will give it off for Schmatterer. Schmatterer with the drive. That's going to be no good. And the rebound is ripped out there by Daleen. And Daleen nearly lost the ball and finally was able to dribble to an open area, tried to throw it about 40 feet down court and threw it a little bit too far, so that will be a turnover. She dribbled through the trouble, and then she got in the open space, and maybe that adrenaline of fighting through a double team set by Mieslick and Eschenbrenner got her a little bit too excited as she threw it away. So here's the dribble by Treadle. Treadle will kick it left side. Three-pointer going to be no good here for Schmaderer. Offensive rebound by Treadle, and Liza Treadle will score. So Liza Treadle will make the putback. And we're deadlocked at eight, and Misek knocks the ball out of bounds as they were inbounding it. Checking in here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Shoemaker. So she'll come in here for Shundoff. So one senior subbing in for the other. Lindstrom with the long pass will throw it up ahead. A high dribble here by Weiser. Taylor Weiser just about turned it over, but she's able to get it out for Darlene. And now top of the circle, they'll give it. And the three-pointer, no good for Karn. Rebounded by the Stars as ripping it out there is Brooke Eschenbrenner. So Eschenbrenner pulls it down, and here comes Kearney Catholic setting up shop. Kick here on the left wing. They'll get it here for Eschenbrenner. Eschenbrenner is going to fire a three. That's going to be no good. Long rebound is going to go in the backcourt. It was touched, so Misek can go back there and get it. And so she gets a rebound about 60 feet away from the basket. And Eschenbrenner now will bring it up. She'll dribble. She'll take it high off glass. And on the way, she's fouled. I think they said that this on the floor, so they'll be inbounding. I think it's on Taylor Weiser. That's who we're going to give the foul to. Actually, they decided that it's going to be on Lindstrom. So Lindstrom called for the foul. Stars inbound on the baseline. They get it to Shoemaker in the corner. She can't do much with it. So they'll set things back up, throwing it top of the circle. They hand it back to Shoemaker. They cycle through, and she'll throw it on the left side for Eschenbrenner. Eschenbrenner working against some man-to-man pressure here by Holdridge. She uses up her dribble, and she's in a little bit of trouble, but Shoemaker comes to help her out. Shoemaker will dribble, dish out here for Treadle. Liza Treadle on the dribble, took an extra step. Yeah. That was a pretty effective move. Unfortunately, it took one more step than what the rules allow. So Kearney Catholic will turn it over. But that gives him a chance to put that press on. Jersey Klein was trapped in the corner, was able to dribble through it somehow. Gets it to Paola Alvarado. Alvarado's pass is going to be knocked away. So Holdridge with the turnover. Stars on the run here. And putting up a tough shot in traffic is going to be Nicole Messbarger. Messbarger then is fouled on the way up. So she'll head to the line and shoot two after Holdridge turned it over. Now an opportunity for Messbarger at the line with two shots. Been tight throughout. No team was led by more than two. Right now, we're deadlocked at eight with a minute one to go here in quarter number one, and the free throw is up and no good. Alvarado is the one called for the foul. And now Nicole Messbarger, after missing the first, has one more chance to break an eight-all tie. It is on the way, and it looks good from here, but it hits the back of the iron and shot out of there, but a long rebound pulled down here by Misek. So Misek gets the board. Kearney Catholic will set up the offense, and then they turn the ball over. They just didn't take good care of the ball, as I think Misek forgot that she used up her dribble. So early on in the season, these two teams look like it's early on in the season. So dribbling here is Weiser. Weiser gave it away, now gets it back on that right side, stops at the free throw line, tries to throw it in traffic. That was ill-advised. Holdridge turns it over. Misek comes up with it. Misek's got a good head for the ball. She really can find it. Got a sense of where it's going to go. She kicks out for Annie Treadle. Treadle with a little penetration, kicks out. Here's a good look for Eschenbrenner, and she'll drain the three. That penetration set up Eschenbrenner, who was posted up. He just squared up at that line and drains our first three-pointer of the game. Kearney Catholic knocks the ball loose. Stars are on their backside, and Treadle is able to get the pass from Eschenbrenner. Three-pointer on the left wing here for Kearney Catholic. That's going to be no good. And rebound ripped out of there by Holdridge. Not much time here. 2 seconds left. Half court. They're going to try to shoot it from there, and that's going to be well short. So that will do it for the first 8 minutes of basketball. And Kearney Catholic has an 11-8 lead here in Holdridge. We're back after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
And welcome back here to Holdridge and the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth on the road here as the Dusters get the basketball, trailing it 8-11 as we start the second quarter. And on the bounce is going to be J.C. Johns. Johns uses upper dribble. They'll throw it on the right side for Deleen. And kind of a little give and go, but they miss the connection as Deleen's pass is going to be off the mark, and that'll be a Duster turnover. Eight turnovers on the Dusters, three for Kearney Catholic here as we play just a scant over 8 minutes of basketball. High set. Christina Aram into the game, dribbled a little bit. Now she wants the ball back, but they'll kick it back around out here for Andy Treadle. Treadle gets it at the high post. Back out to Treadle, missed the target, but Aiden picks it up. She's going to fire an open three, and they're going to tie up the rebound. Hustling in there for Kearney Catholic to tie it up was Ashlyn Schmaderer, and the possession arrow is pointing to the Stars, so Kearney Catholic will get it on their own baseline. And they were going to throw it down low. They get it to the inbounder. They lost track of Schmaderer, but Schmaderer's two-pointer at point-blank range wouldn't fall, and it's rebounded by Dahleen. So here are the Dusters in the half-court set. As Karn has it, Aram with good pressure on her. They'll hand it back to Karn. Nope, they fake that, and they'll give it to J.C. Johns instead. Johns fouled well before the shot, dribbling up there. So the Dusters will inbound on the baseline. And Annie Treadle is called for her first foul. Ball inbounded for Karn. Karn spinning, and backside help by Schmaderer is trying to make the steal, knock the ball loose, but couldn't reel it in. And so on the baseline, Dusters again will toss in. So Kearney Catholic's done a good job of keeping Holdridge being comfortable offensively, but they only lead it by one possession as the pass down the sideline, nearly intercepted by Annie Treadle. It's been an eyelash away from a lot of opportunities to maybe get some fast break points making the steal. Here they're double-teaming the ball as Karn brings it up. She'll throw it left side for Johns. Johns is going to be picked up there man-to-man by Schmaderer. And then they'll get it off here on the left side for Dahleen. Actually, it's a 2-3 zone. I misspoke. Ball knocked loose, and finally coming up with it is going to be the Stars. As running out with it is going to be Schmaderer. Schmaderer gets the ball back on the inside as it was knocked loose. Gets it out to Treadle. That's a great pass. But then Kearney Catholic lost control of it. And here comes Holdridge after the Stars turnover. They're on the run, and they're going to turn the ball right back over. And then they lose it again. And Jenna Karn will come up with it after the Stars turn it right back over. It was hot potato, and the loose ball picked up by Karn, and she ended up being all by herself underneath the basket. Here on the high post, turnaround jumper for Shoemaker. That's going to be no good. And rebound by Dahleen. And now the Dusters with a chance to take the lead back. They trail it 11-10, 5:50 to go. They set up a screen and an off-balance three that's going to be no good. And rebounded by Schmaderer. So Schmaderer pulls down the board. And here comes Kearney Catholic as Aram's pass is going to be tipped and turned over. Don't have numbers, but across the timeline is Dahleen. She tries to make a connection, and it's going to be touched on that left side off the fingertips of Aiden. And that's going to be a little bit of a break here for the Dusters because that was not a good pass. The Stars were surprised by it, too. They went to get the steal by Aiden, and it just went off of her fingertips. If she just would have left it alone, it would have been Stars basketball. But had she been able to make the catch, it would have been a layup. So post pass into the high post, and Cassidy Connell is pushed from behind. So that's now going to be five fouls on Kearney Catholic, four against Holdridge. And the foul on Maddie Shoemaker is going to be her second. The Dusters inbound it. They get it to Paula Alvarado, who checked in just a little bit ago. They work around the perimeter, and Klein is going to shoot the three, no good, and Stars snag the board. Rebounded there by Nicole Shundoff, who pulls down the defensive rebound, and here comes Kearney Catholic. They give it to Schmatter in the corner, throw it on the elbow here for Shundoff. Nicole Shundoff's two is going to be no good, and rebound here by the Dusters. That's Connell who pulls it down. And so on the bounce, they'll get it out here left side for Jersey Klein. Klein working against the pressure by Schmatterer. Stars kind of going with a 3-2 zone. Had the ball momentarily, but then lost it right back to the Dusters. So they'll keep the possession and the pass on the right wing over for Taylor Weiser. Weiser being harassed there by Olivia Misek will dribble all the way out to near midcourt from that right wing. Use up her dribble and now gives it on that left side for Jersey Klein. Klein working against the pressure of Schmatterer. Will dribble one way, then the other, and then on the way to the basket is going to be fouled. But she had her back to the basket, wasn't shooting just yet. So Schmatterer going to be called for her first foul. And that's now six as a team against Kearney Catholic with 4:27 to go here in the second quarter. Stars with an 11-10 lead, but the Dusters with a chance to take that lead back as they inbound underneath their own basket. So they're on the baseline, and tossing in is going to be Karn. Karn comes in for Alvarado, and they'll throw up for Johns. Johns was open for three, but she'll dribble up and be well short and rebounded by Misek. So Misek will bring the ball up, kick into the corner. That's going to be Shundoff. Shundoff kicks left side. A three-pointer well short here for Kearney Catholic, and a long rebound that's going to be eventually knocked out of bounds. Dribbling out with it initially was Taylor Weiser. Weiser did not realize that behind her was a little bit of trouble in the personage of Liza Treadle, who nearly came away with the steal. But as it is, it's Karn who brings to the offensive end here for Holdridge after the inbounds. She uses up the dribble, and the pass is going to be intercepted. Aiden comes up with the loose ball here, and Aiden will throw it down low. A runner by Shundoff that's going to be well short, even though it was only about 3 feet away. And the rebound is taken out by Weiser. So 3.5 to go here in the second quarter. Halftime, we'll talk with Bob Langan, head boys basketball coach for Kearney Catholic. On top of the circle, J.C. Johns. She'll put up a little runner. That's going to be short. And another rebound here by Schmatterer. So Schmatterer with the board. And she'll dribble all the way in, take it off glass. They didn't shut her off. Missed it. Offensive rebound is up and good. Down low for Brooke Eschenbrenner. So Eschenbrenner makes the putback, and she'll hustle down court, tip the ball loose, and force another Holdridge turnover. Stars don't have numbers at the moment, but Misek will throw it down low, and they leave an open look here. Great pass to Shundoff as Misek found Shundoff with a great pass. And just like that, Kearney Catholic has a 5-point lead. Timeout Holdridge with 3:01 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. 15-10 Stars, 3:01 to go in the second quarter. We're back to Holdridge after this.
The folks at Buzz's Marine want to stress the importance of weatherizing your boat. Let Buzz's first-class service technicians work on your boat now so you don't have to worry about it in the spring. A little preventative maintenance will save you time, money, and a huge headache in the spring. So go to buzzesmarine.com and see what tailored winterization package will work best for your boat. Then call Buzz's Marine at 308-234-4576 to set up an appointment. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central, Kearney.
Randy Bushcutter with our engineer Grace Clark back in the studios. Thanks for joining us for high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. And we want to remind you that the internet streaming of all of our high school games on the Platte River Radio group of stations and at PlatteRiverPreps.com is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and in Lincoln. Well, Coach Stevens had seen enough. Just kind of wanted to stop what he kind of felt was maybe a Kearney Catholic tidal wave. So he wanted to slow things down a little bit with a timeout. We'll see if it has much of an effect. His timeout earlier helped him handle this Kearney Catholic pressure. Across the timeline was Dahleem, and she'll get it out here for Johns. Johns is going to step into a three. That's going to be off the mark, and a rebound taken out here by Kearney Catholic. Coming up with the board here is going to be Aiden. And pass on that left side. Kearney Catholic misses the target. As they got it on the baseline, we're trying to kick it out to the wing, but missed the target, and it's going to go out of bounds. I think that's one of those that was initially kind of trapped on the body because of good hands by Holdridge and just threw it out of bounds, forced their way through it. So that's good play there by Karn. Darlene will try a long three-pointer here for Holdridge. That's going to be no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It belongs to Kearney Catholic as it went off the foot as they were trying to make the rebound. Melinda Lindstrom will turn, I don't want to say turned it over, but couldn't pull down the rebound. Stars with a five-point lead, 15-10. And Holdridge wants to pick up the pressure a little bit as they're going with a 1-3-1 zone. Pass in the corner. Here's Misek. Misek shoots over the top of that zone. The three-pointer is going to be no good. And rebound by Holdridge. Snagging the board is Addison Johnson. So both teams have gone fairly deep on their bench so far here in the game. You see that a lot in the early part of the season. Jersey Klein's going to dribble up and make a little runner in the lane. Well, looked like she pulled the trigger on that one a little quickly, but she got a nice little runner, shooting it essentially from her hip. Here, Kearney Catholic kicks in the corner, and Addie Treadle will drain the three. Well, Stars answer right back, and now they have their largest lead of the game at 18-12. So kick into the corner, and looking to shoot there was Addie Johnson. Johnson pulls the trigger, but a little bit too strong, and Aiden with the board here for Kearney Catholic. Around the perimeter goes Kearney Catholic. The Stars working it around. They'll get it here for Aiden on the right wing, and her three-pointer is going to be an air ball as it goes out of bounds. And the student body for Holdridge that's beginning to form lets her know about that. Minute 14 to go, second quarter, 18-12. Kearney Catholic with lead. Holdridge with the basketball. Stars with some pressure. But Lindstrom has it. We'll throw it across the timeline. Now they got numbers. They get it to Connell. Connell on the left side scores. When they broke the press, they made Kearney Catholic pay, and Connell got an easy look. So Stars get it to Misek. Misek steps up, top of the key, just inside. We'll shoot a long two. That's going to be no good. And a rebound and runner here by Aiden. Aiden can't get that one to go, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds. Trying to track it down for the Stars there was Brooke Eschenbrenner. Eschenbrenner was screened off the ball by Jersey Klein because Klein knew the last person to touch it was wearing a green jersey, so the ball belongs here to Holdridge. Alvarado checks back into the ball game and will inbound it. Gives it here for Jersey Klein for Holdridge. Long pass, dangerous one, but going to the ball is Lindstrom to keep the possession alive. Pass on the left wing goes off the hands of Klein, and that'll be another Duster turnover. I've got him with 13 turnovers here in the game. Kearney Catholic's had seven turnovers, though, so it's been far from clean for their squad. 25 seconds to go here in the first half. Step right side. There's Eschenbrenner shooting a three. Good look, but it won't fall. And rebounded by Alvarado. So Alvarado will help work it up ahead. They throw it on the baseline here for Connell. Connell now goes into the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Lindstrom. Lindstrom with 8 seconds left will get an offensive rebound and bucket. 2 seconds left. Kearney Catholic, Misek from the center jump circle draws iron, and it is just off the mark. It looked good from this angle, but it ends up being just a little bit far to the right. And so we've got a two-point ball game as we head to the second quarter. We've got one half in the books, and Kearney Catholic has an 18-16 lead here in Holdridge. We'll step away for a moment when we come back to Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Since 1902, Carrier has been inventing new ways to make people comfortable. And today, comfort can also mean efficiency. Because being more efficient with your home heating can mean spending less on it. And that's something everyone can get comfortable with. If you're ready for Carrier comfort, now you can get cool cash rebates of up to $1,650 on a new system. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Holdridge. Here the Stars have a 18-16 lead over the Dusters at halftime of our girls' game. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, of course, coming up after our girls' game, the boys will take center stage here as the Stars looking for their first win of the year. So will the Dusters. And kind enough to join us to talk about is Kearney Catholic head coach Bob Langan. And Coach, we were just kind of talking before we got on the air that this early on in the season, it's kind of fun to get back into the flow of basketball a little bit, including just kind of looking at your young guys, even with the JV. You guys said your JV has been playing pretty well.
Yeah, the JV group did play pretty well against North Platte yesterday and got a lot of guys' experience there. And then today they did a good job against Holdridge as well and got some experience there. And yesterday we played 11 guys with the varsity group, so some of them JV guys that are playing minutes there, getting some in the varsity game, and we're really finding out what we had after having 8 seniors last year that all contributed, and then we had Matt that was probably our 6th man last year, so we're still trying to find out what we really have.
Well, and that leads me exactly into where I want to kind of go. You had one game under your belt. You had a chance to maybe look at the film a little bit, digest what happened. Only scored 35 points yesterday, but you played a Class A team, so that can be always kind of tough. Now that you've processed a little bit, tell us what you kind of thought about your guys' effort and how you guys played yesterday.
For about 2.5-3 quarters, I thought we did a pretty good job defensively. And then the fourth quarter there, they got after it a little bit more against us and attacked the basket. And we had trouble rebounding there at the end, and it kind of cost us. Offensively, it's still going to be a work in progress. Last year we had a lot of slashers, 5-out guys, and now we have a couple bigger guys, so we're trying to make a shift there. So this morning we kind of got around and talked about it and tried to get us moving a little bit more instead of being stagnant and not being afraid to attack the basket. Instead of settling for the three, we need to maybe get a post touch or a paint drive before we chuck that three.
And last year when you guys shot the three, it was usually, you mentioned the slasher, somebody driving in, and then they, instead of going to the basket, they would kick it out. Now with those post players, that's going to look a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is going to look a little bit different. We'll have the post player in there on the one side, so that takes away some of our drive lane. But we need to probably do a better job of looking into the post. And we played a lot of 5-out last year, even with Marcus being 6'8 and being a post player. So our guys are kind of looking for that gap to drive instead of not quite used as much with just a few weeks of practice looking into the post player.
Well, and I'm reading in a little bit into the coach speak. When you say your offense is a work in progress, seems to me you're kind of feeling like right now your offense just isn't doing the things that you want them to be doing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Last night was, in terms of how we played offensively and defensively, it didn't really surprise me how the balance was. Like, I knew we were going to play better defensively because that's what we spent a lot of time in the practice on. And then offensive kind of took a little bit of backseat, and it cost us probably yesterday of at the end there, especially trying to get an open shot.
And but you, that kind of leads me to, we kind of get an idea of the philosophy of what you really want to do. If you're spending more time in practice, that is the priority for the team. That's really where you want the team's identity to be.
Yeah, offense and defense, in my opinion, is if you can defend people, you're going to be in any type of ball game. If you can really defend them. And then offensively, like I said, the philosophy change I knew was going to kind of be a little bit clanky, if you want to say so, from the start. So if I knew we could defend, we're going to be in about any game. And then offense, as the year goes on, just stick with the process and we'll get better and better and better.
Don't use the word clanky when we're talking about shooting a basketball, okay, because that's never a good sign. Do you feel you've got some guys that, again, Kearney Catholic's identity for the most part has been the three-pointer and force the steal, get the layup, that sort of game. Do you feel like you've got some guys on the outside that will be pretty good three-point shooters by the time it's all said and done?
Yeah, I do. I think some of our older guys just need to get some more confidence and some better shot selection, and some of those younger guys have played a lot of basketball, and they are good shooters. And even Marcus, he can step out there every once in a while and take a shot. And in terms of getting up and down, it's kind of almost like, if you want to call it personnel grouping in football, where we can have a group that can get up and down like the old style Kearney Catholic, and then we have another group that maybe play more in the half court.
Bring the line change in, huh?
Yeah, just like hockey, too. Yep, bring the line change in and see what we get.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it, Bob. I appreciate you spending the time with us.
All righty. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Coverage.
Bob Langan, basketball coach at the Kearney Catholic for the Kearney Catholic boys. The Kearney Catholic girls lead here at halftime 18-16. And we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Holdridge and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's get you some of our statistical information. We'll begin, first of all, for the Dusters, who trail it here at intermission 18-16. They're being led by Cassidy Connell, who has 6 points, a couple of rebounds. Jenna Carnes has 4 points, one rebound. Kersey Klein off the bench has 4 points, and Melina Lindstrom with 2 points and three rebounds. 16 rebounds here in the first half for Holdridge. I had them being 8 of 20 from the field, so they're shooting fairly well at 40%, but 0 of 7 from three-point range overall, so they're shooting well in the paint at 8 of 13 unofficially here for Holdridge. But again, turnovers, a big issue here for the Dusters. They've turned it over 13 times compared to 7 for Kearney Catholic, but the Dusters do have the edge in the rebounding battle, 16 to 14 over the Stars. Meanwhile, for Kearney Catholic, leading the way for them is going to be Annie Treadle. Treadle has 5 points. Also with 5 is Brooke Eschenbrenner. She has a couple of rebounds as well. Ashlyn Schmatterer has 4 points, 2 rebounds. Liza Treadle has 2 points, a rebound. Nicole Shundoff, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Misik and Aiden have yet to score, but both have 3 rebounds apiece. Unofficially, the Stars are 8 of 31 from the field, so they're only shooting about 25.8%, according to my stats. 2 of 14 from three-point range, so they are shooting 14% there. And from the free throw line, they've only been to the free throw line one trip, and they're 0 for 2. So that's an area that usually they get a fair number of points out of, but they haven't got those today. That's one reason why we're in a pretty tight ball game here. It's 18 to 16. As we'll start the third quarter, as we wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Farmers and ranchers are gearing up to get their crops out of the field, and sometimes they have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles a time or two. Well, this fall, the Buffalo County Farm Bureau would like to remind everyone to slow down, be careful, and drive safely. These men and women are planting food for our tables. So next time you get stuck behind a farmer on the way to the field, just give him or her a wave. It's just food in progress. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back here as Kearney Catholic will drop back on defense. It'll be Holdridge ball as we start the third quarter here. And for the Stars, they just need to find some offensive rhythm. They've had good looks. They just need to hit some shots. Their defense has played well enough, but shooting about 28% isn't going to get it done. That's our Seeds of Success, brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weegis and Todd Travis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis and Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. And the Stars need to do what they just did there, and that's force a turnover. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball right back and through it, run it down the floor, and they're going to lose control of it there. But that's because of a foul, so they're going to whistle a foul here on the Dusters. Entry pass down low was intercepted by Kearney Catholic, and then they tried to return the same favor, but the Stars were fouled there. And that will be the third foul of the game here for Lindstrom. So that's a bit of foul issues for the Dusters early on here in the third. drive in the lane here for Annie Treadle, and Treadle in traffic will elevate and score. Just a quick little runner, and again, if Kearney Catholic can just hit about 35-40% of their shots, they're going to be in great shape here because they keep forcing Duster turnovers as Holdridge just threw it away again, trying to get it down to that corner. Stars pressure the ball so well that it makes it hard for the girls to make that pass, and sometimes they just get a little bit, they throw a little bit too high because they're a little bit too adrenalinized, but I don't know if that's a word. Kick out here on the right side for the Stars. That's Misek. Long two is going to be no good. And then the rebound was pulled down momentarily by Kearney Catholic, but they're going to call a walk. Schmaderer had it and then landed on somebody's feet. Didn't turn an ankle or anything, but it kind of cost her balance and it cost Kearney Catholic the basketball. Stars lead it here 20-16 as they've got the only points of the second half so far. Left side, Johns has it, and they're going to skip it out here on the right wing for Darlene. And she'll try a long three-pointer that's going to be rebounded top of the circle. Driving is Lindstrom, and Lindstrom will score. So John's got the offensive rebound, and then Lindstrom ends up getting the bucket. At the high post, Shoemaker has the pass, but it was deflected, so that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. And the last one across the timeline is dribbling the basketball. And Holdridge will turn the ball right back over. Driving here is going to be Schmaderer. Schmaderer stepped in, made the steal, intercepted the pass, and goes in for the layup. That'd be the basketball equivalent of a pick six. Kick here on the right wing. Giving it off here for Darlene. Darlene's entry pass can be knocked away twice by Maddie Shoemaker, but she wasn't able to control it, so it's going to stay here with the Dusters. So Duster's with the ball. Abby Johnson going to check in here as well for the Dusters. And around the perimeter we go. Alvarado checked in a little bit ago. She'll fire a three-pointer on that left side. Going to be no good. Rebounded by Shoemaker, who will throw up ahead here for Annie Treadle. Treadle kicks into the corner for Schmaderer. Back around as Misek has it, gives it out for Treadle. Back to Treadle after she gave it away. A little jump stop, puts up the shot. A lot of contact, but the officials say no foul. Ball just goes out of bounds. And it's going to belong here to the Stars. As Dusters were the last to touch it. Treadle inbounds, back to Treadle on the baseline. And then she's going to be fouled. And she was, I'm not so sure if he was putting up the shot or not. She was bumped so hard. Yeah, they're going to say she was not shooting, that she was looking to pass. I don't know if she had an opportunity. The ball is going to be inbounded here for Aiden. Aiden gets it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, good look, but the two-pointer won't go, and they're going to tie up the rebound. By the way, Addie Johnson was the one called for the foul a little bit ago. Ball inbounded top of the circle. They get it down low for Schmaderer. Schmaderer shot blocked by Alvarado, and then Alvarado's going to tie it up. Good work there by Alvarado. Good hustle. The first make the initial tip and then force the hell ball. Arrow pointing to the Dusters, so they've got the rock right now as they bring it across the timeline. Jersey Klein will help get it out to Alvarado, right side. Alvarado double team, so she'll kick it out for Klein. Klein's going to fire a three. That's no good. And a rebound here for Schmaderer. Schmaderer brings it up ahead, throws it at the high post for Shoemaker, gives it right side for Misek. Misek drives, puts up a shot that's going to be well short, and another rebound here by Alvarado. So on the bounce is going to be Klein. She'll stop short of midcourt and gets it across with a pass to Alvarado. Alvarado dribbles to the elbow, takes it off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound here by Connell. Connell puts up the shot, that won't fall, and Shoemaker pulls down the board. Kick right side here. There's the open three by Schmaderer. That one will not fall for the Stars. And the rebound will go off the hands of Shoemaker and out of bounds. Shoemaker working hard to get that rebound away from the Duster that had it initially, Addison Johnson. She got it out of her hands, but she couldn't control it as it goes out of bounds. By the way, multiple reports, including during the live broadcast of the Central Florida game, has said that Scott Frost is the new head coach at Nebraska. No official announcement, but nobody is going to be surprised if that's the case. They would be surprised the other way. Pass top of the circle, and Taylor Weiser trying to decide what she wanted to do, and the freshman makes a little bit of a freshman mistake, and she'll walk with it. Almost don't even feel like saying that that's breaking news, because we've been talking about it the last 3 days. It seems like a done deal, at least that long, if not longer. So we're midway through the third quarter, 22-18. Kearney Catholic with a four-point lead. They'll have the basketball. And this might be one of those games you just kind of got to grit out, because it has not been smooth offensively here for Kearney Catholic at all. Liza Treadle checked in, helped bring the ball across midcourt, gives it to Misek. Misek working against some pressure here by Darlene, and they'll get it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker kicks right side. Here's the jumper by Shundoff. Her two is no good, but Misek is able to pull down the rebound, and they'll kick it out here for Treadle. Treadle, little runner on that right side. That's going to be no good. And snagging the board here is the Dusters. Bringing it across is going to be Weiser. So Weiser with the rebound, and they'll get the ball out here on the right wing for Johns. Johns working against some pressure by Eschenbrenner. And then with that zone, they'll throw over the top of it, get it now on the right wing. And there's going to be a kick because they got it to the inside. And Shoemaker was able to kick it away. Took place below the free throw line, so it'll be inbounded on the baseline. And they just throw it down the sideline on the left side, getting in here to Jenna Karn. Karn stops top of the circle. We'll kick it out, and we'll work back around the perimeter. Darlene has it on the right wing, dribbles on the baseline, facing a triple team, gets it in the lane here for Connell, and they're going to call a foul here on Kearney Catholic. Connell had it. Made a nice little jump stop as the ball was in the air being passed to her, and she was then able to kind of pivot and force the foul against her as she had pretty good balance there. So that foul is going to be now the third on Maddie Shoemaker. Free throw is up and good. So Lindstrom now with five in the game. As she makes the first of two free throws. And the second one is no good, but an offensive rebound and shot not going to fall. And then we got a foul on the rebound after that. Connell missed the putback, but then there's going to be a foul here on the Stars trying to get the next rebound. That'll be the second team foul on Kearney Catholic. And it'll be a foul here on Aiden. That's going to be her third. Drive on the right wing. Going to be a floater that's a little bit short here for Darlene. Offensive rebound, and then going to be a hell ball. Darlene missed the shot. Lindstrom came up with a rebound when was facing the wrong basket. Put up the shot anyway. And she was fouled before she could get that shot up. That foul is going to be on Misek, her first. So between the circles, Karn. Karn's pass intercepted by Misek. So Holdridge turns it over. Misek on the run, doesn't have numbers, and loses the basketball, but she was fouled. That's why she lost it. She was dribbling against the pressure of Darlene, trying to step around, and Darlene slid just a little bit, but it was still on the dribble. And so that will be Kearney Catholic inbounding it, not shooting free throws. And they find an open shooter. Coming through the lane there, Shundoff. Shundoff, shot no good. Offensive rebound, bucket good for Aiden. So Aiden will make the putback. And the Stars push that lead back out to five. They led by as many as six. That's been their largest lead of the game. Johns works around the perimeter, gives it for Darlene. Kearney Catholic's led the entire second half. We got 2:22 to go here in the third, and they led much of the second quarter as well. Dribbling up right wing, Johns. Johns too strong, but an offensive rebound. That one won't go. And finally, ending the possession is going to be Eschenbrenner, who pulls down the board. So Eschenbrenner with a big defensive rebound after Holdridge missed a couple shots, but did get that big offensive rebound by Lindstrom. So Kearney Catholic dribbling with it and in trouble. is going to be Treadle, but they get Baylor out a little bit by slapping at the ball. And actually, two different Dusters were slapping at it. I don't know if they gave that one to Karn or Johns, and they decided it's going to be on Karn. That will be her first foul of the game. Only three fouls whistled against the Dusters so far. Check that, four. That was the fourth one. Ball inbounded to Treadle. They work around the perimeter on the baseline. They throw it out to Schmaderer. Schmaderer drives, has her shot blocked and rebounded by Connell. So Connell with the rebound and the block there after the miss. Got that board, and they'll kick it out here for Klein. Jersey Klein's going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. And the long rebound still being fought for. Schmaderer tried to get her hands on the ball, did, but she was out of bounds, running around Darlene, who ends up basically getting the offensive rebound. So the Stars make contact with the ball while they're out of bounds, so the Dusters have to inbound it, but they've got it, and they lob it down low. Tough pass inside for Connell. Connell fouled as she made the catch, but she was catching and going right back up with it. Kind of like a pogo stick. As soon as she was down, she was right back up. And the foul is going to be on Kearney Catholic, so a couple of free throws coming up for her. The foul is going to be on Shundoff, which will be her first. So both teams with four fouls. And Connell makes the first of two free throws. 24-20, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Minute 21 to go here in the third. And the second free throw is also good. So that'll cut the lead down to three. Pressure on the ball, but Treadle has it and will dribble across the timeline. She'll take it all the way down to the baseline. Now out to the wing, throws it in the lane. Driving here is Misek. Misek too strong and rebounded by Connell. Another good look for Kearney Catholic, an easy bucket, and they missed it. They've missed about 15 shots within 6 feet of the basket. Loose ball. Kearney Catholic was coming up with it, and Lindstrom will push through there, and we be called for the foul. So both a turnover and a foul here by Holdridge. But the Dusters do have the opportunity to inbound the ball. And for Lindstrom, that is her fourth foul. So she'll sit on the bench with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Misek throws it up ahead for Schmaderer. Long pass into the corner for Aiden. Aiden finds a little seam, throws it top of the circle for Schmaderer. Schmaderer with a long two that's going to be no good. And the rebound taken out by Connell. So Connell with the board, and here come the Dusters in the offensive end. They hesitate when they get to midcourt, and they throw the ball a little bit too far on that right side. Too high for one, too short for another, and it goes out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic gets the ball back after forcing yet another turnover by Holdridge, and they've got 29 seconds to make something happen. They've got it in the corner, and they'll work it back around here as Misek now throws it left side. Aiden used up her dribble just to make the catch and gives it to Shundoff. Entry pass down low. Posting up here is going to be Aiden. Aiden kicks it back out. Penetration by Treadle. Treadle kicks in the corner with 13 to go. Drive. Kick back out for Misek. Misek throws it top of the circle. 7 seconds left. Kick right side. Here's the three-pointer banked in by Nicole Shundoff. So Shundoff banks in the three, and Holdridge dribbles up and doesn't even get the shot off from about 60 feet away. So the Stars extend that lead back out to six. They lead at 27-21 as we head to the fourth quarter here in Holdridge right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to our Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play, and Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. So Kearney Catholic, close to having their second win of the season. They've got a six-point lead on the road here in Holdridge. Obviously, a lot of basketball left. 8 minutes to be precise as Kearney Catholic will inbound the ball. We'll move the possession arrow as they inbound it here for Annie Treadle. Treadle facing 1-3-1 zone here by the Dusters. They get it at the high post, a little give and go. Drive, Treadle, shot, no good, but she's heading to the line. They get it at that elbow in that 1-3-1, and whoever gave her the ball just gets it right back on that bounce pass. And so Treadle will step to the stripe and shoot a couple. That was a good pass by Shoemaker, who posted up kind of out there on the wing. They gave her the ball and just an easy bounce pass. And the free throw is up and good. And for Darlene, by the way, that was her first foul. And Treadle hits the first of two free throws to extend the Star lead. And now she extends it further because she hits both free throws, and this will equal the largest lead of the game at 29-21. Stars led by 8 points in the first half as well. Check that, led by 6 points. This is their largest lead. So the kick here on the right side over for Darlene. Darlene gets it in the lane, and the pass is going to go through the hands of Karn. Karn, near midcourt, came up with it and then was bailed out. She was in trouble, but Nicole Nesbarger, trying to get the ball, commits the foul. And so for Nesbarger, that'll be her first foul. Now 5 as a team on Kearney Catholic. 6 have been whistled against the Dusters. So we're getting close to shooting 1-1s here. Pass top of the circle, that's Karn. Karn gets to the high post. No, she doesn't, because Treadle knocks it loose. But then going out to get it is Connell. Connell will give it here left side for Johns. So Johns has it for the Dusters, and in trouble they get it to Johnson. Then Johnson's going to be held by Kearney Catholic. And I think that one is going to go on Annie Treadle. And that is going to be her second. So 6 fouls apiece. So both teams essentially now in the bonus. While not technically true, it's essentially true. On the baseline, there's Johnson around. They throw it top of the circle now for Karn. Karn left wing here for Johns. They get it to the elbow for Addie Johnson. Johnson kicks in the corner. Pass is going to be tipped. Stars can't find it. The Dusters run up there, and Johns is going to make a little runner. Ball was loose. J.C. Johns was able to find it, come up with it, and then hit a little runner from about 8 feet away to cut the lead down to 6. 23-29. Stars with a 6-point lead and the basketball. They'll get it right side for Aiden. Aiden gets a screen in the lane, goes all the way in, and she'll get to the free throw line. Stars have not been to the line a lot. In fact, they've only been there 2 trips. This will be the third. And Aiden will go and shoot 2 after Darlene has called for her second foul of the game. And off the iron and no good. So Aiden with 2 points in the game still. Hoping to add on to that number here with 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter. About 20 minutes after the conclusion of our girls' game, of course, we'll have the boys' game for you here on ESPN Radio. KXPN, 1460 in Kearney, Holdridge, and in Hastings. And just falling down is Holdridge. Easy steal here for Treadle, and Treadle goes in for the layup. Thank you very much. They were trying to make a little spin move with Jenna Karn, and Karn got her feet tangled up, fell down, and just left the ball out there for Treadle. Runner on that left side here for the Dusters. No good as it's tipped around, and the Stars come up with it. Good hustle pulling down that board by Nicole Nesbarger. She comes up with a defensive rebound. And now back around the perimeter we go. A little ball fake here by Treadle. Entry on the low post, and it's going to be saved but then intercepted as Kearney Catholic turns it over. An errant pass that was saved, and now a pass by Holdridge is going to go off the fingertips of the Dusters' Addie Johnson, so Holdridge will return the favor and turn the ball right back. Holdridge has out-rebounded Kearney Catholic 26-21, according to my numbers, but they've also got 21 turnovers, have the Dusters. Stars unofficially with 8 here in the game. On the bounce, Misek. Misek gives here on the left wing for Schmaderer. The high post for Maddie Shoemaker. Shoemaker will give it off here for Eliza Treadle. Treadle dribbled, lost it, but Misek's able to pick it up, and they'll set up the offense again. So dribbling here is going to be Aiden. Aiden, on that weave play, will give it to Eliza Treadle. Over to Misek. Misek now will drive the lane. Misek runs into a body, shoots it off glass. No good, but Misek steps to the stripe. Asher drew that body contact, and the Stars right now getting close to throwing that knockout punch. They have a 32-23 lead with 5:13 to go here, fourth quarter. And the defense the Stars have put on the Dusters have kept the Dusters from being very comfortable offensively. A 10-point lead would seem almost insurmountable, and it's now a 10-point lead because Misek gets the first of two free throws. By the way, Connell was the one called for the foul. And Misek's free throws, first one good, and still has the ball in her hands here on the second. That's on the way, and she rolls that one in as well. So the Dusters will make a substitution. Checking back into the game is going to be Lindstrom. Lindstrom with those four fouls, but can't wait any longer. It's an 11-point Kearney Catholic lead at 34-23. So Alvarado checked in during the free throws as well. She brings it up court, throws it at the high post here for Connell. Connell drives the lane, and she's going to be fouled. So she did what she needed to do. Sitting on that bench, I'm sure she was told by head coach Kip Stevens, when you get in there, you got to be aggressive. We can't have you be passive. There's no sense of you only playing half speed. And Connell, with a good strong drive, was fouled by Misek and makes the first of two free throws. So the second free throw is on the way and good for Connell. So Connell makes both free throws, and now a timeout being taken here by Kearney Catholic. Rick Petrie calls the timeout with 5:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. Our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. We're back to Holdridge right after this.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Welcome back here. Stars with a 34-25 lead. They call the timeout, and they're breaking the press very effectively, very easily, as they inbound the basketball. Misek has it in the offensive end, kicks it left side. Here's Treadle shooting the three. That's going to be off the mark and no good. And rebound again by Connell. Connell done a nice job on the boards here. Alvarado works it on the baseline. They enter it inside. Ball loose as it was knocked away by Kearney Catholic, and now a second pass intercepted by Treadle. Liza Treadle on the run, off the glass, rolling around. Won't fall, but she will go to the line. She went up high with it because just as she was going up, she was hitting on the body and really kind of disoriented her a little bit, but she was able to float enough, lay it off that glass, and it just rattled in and out and then trickled back out. A good clean foul here by Taylor Weiser. I don't want to give the impression that there was anything malicious about it. Free throw by Treadle is no good. And the second free throw rolls around and is no good again. So Liza Treadle goes over there, and it's rebounded again by Lindstrom. Here, drive in underneath by Connell. Connell missed it, got her own rebound, takes it off glass, and will score. So after missing the first one, she gets the putback, and that now makes it 34-27. Stars with the lead. Entry pass to Shoemaker down low. She loses the basketball, picked up here by the Dusters. So Kearney Catholic turns it over down low. The Dusters can't fast break with it, but they've got possession of it, and they'll kick the ball here on the left wing for Weiser. In the lane, a little drive, a little flip, and they're going to call a hold here on Kearney Catholic. I think she just lost the ball. I'm not so sure, but the officials have done a nice job here all night, so we'll give them the benefit of the doubt because they're about 65 feet closer to the action than I am. The foul, by the way, was on Misek, and the first free throw was good. So 3:58 to go, fourth quarter. 34-28, Kearney Catholic with the lead. And the second free throw is no good, but an offensive rebound and another foul. And another trip to the line here for the Dusters. Shoemaker with the foul here. That's going to be her fourth. And the free throw off the back of the iron here for Lindstrom is no good. So If she misses the first one, has one more coming. As we're midway through the fourth quarter, and that one's off the back of the iron as well. And another offensive rebound by Connell. Connell gets the board, misses the putback, and then another offensive rebound and bucket inside by Connell. So Connell staying with it, gets the offensive rebound and bucket, and the lead is down to four. 34-30, 3:40 to go. The Dusters are rebounding their way back into this game. A little jumper up and good for Nicole Shundoff. Gave it away, had the Shoemaker set a screen for her. She shot right over the top of Shoemaker from 15 feet. Quick little runner here by the Dusters. That's going to be no good. And rebound ripped out of there by the Stars, Ashlyn Schmaderer. So Schmaderer comes up with it. And the student body, which grows in size and volume, is making some noise here for the Dusters. Ball in the hands, right side of Maddie Shoemaker. 3:05 to go. 36-30. Stars with the lead. On the dribble is Annie Treadle. Treadle throws it in that left side for Shundoff, who hit a big jumper moments ago, giving it to Misek. Back around top of the circle over here for Shundoff. Shundoff's pass out for Schmaderer. There's playing catch between the circles here, and now they get the ball back out for Annie Treadle. Alvarado with a little bit of pressure. Pass is going to be swatted away by Alvarado as it was trying to get it over to Shoemaker over there. It goes out of bounds. Last to touch it technically was Rick Petrie, and he was out of bounds at the time. So timeout being taken here by the Dusters with 2:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stars lead at 36-30. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians. 2:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're back after this.
The sinister cries haunted Mary through the night. Dawn neared, and still the voice tormented her. She ran towards the safety of her car, flung open the door, and a coyote had somehow gotten locked inside. But the damaged interior was covered thanks to Farmers Insurance. Coyote Carpool, August 1st, 2015. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
This is Brandy with the Simonson Agency. Come see me today and see if you are getting the best value. Located in the strip mall west of Apple Market in Kearney.
And welcome back here. Both these two teams, as we mentioned, battling some injuries and the like. Coming in, but everybody's been healthy here during the game, so nobody's been hurt. But again, Peening for Holdridge, Hulbert for Holdridge, as well as Gabby Bach for Kearney Catholic not playing. Gabby should be back around the Christmas break time. Just hate to see kids miss the opportunity to play, especially their senior year, because of any reason, but especially injuries. So the Stars will face some pressure here. Aiden will inbound with 2:40 to go, up by six on that sideline. And open in the corner is Misek. Misek's going to dribble and get it right back. Stars do not have to be in a big hurry here to put the shot up and risk losing possession of the ball, but they still got to look to score. On the bounce is Shoemaker. Shoemaker, bad pass, but picking it up is Schmaderer. Schmaderer, that's great work by Schmaderer. Keep that alive. Aiden back around the perimeter, giving it for Annie Treadle. Treadle throws here right side for Shoemaker. Shoemaker between the circles for Schmaderer. 2:40 to go. Any foul will set Stars to the line for two free throws. Both teams essentially in the double bonus. Treadle gives here right wing for Shoemaker. Shoemaker back out for Misek. Misek dribbles, gets the defender to fall down. They've got numbers, but they'll kick it now right side as they work it around. Back on that right side is going to be Aiden. Out here for Treadle. Treadle, bounce pass right wing for Shoemaker. Shoemaker back out here for Misek. Been a good possession because the Stars have worked off about a minute and a half off the clock already. Here on the left wing is going to be Treadle. Treadle gives it for Shoemaker. Shoemaker, good movement by the Stars, good spacing as well. And dribbling out with it is going to be Schmaderer. Schmaderer creates space to get that five-second count off. They get it out for Treadle. Treadle between the circles for Shoemaker. Shoemaker picked up by Alvarado. Somewhat surprised that they're not committing the foul, and now they do. They reach with a ball, and Cassidy Connell is going to be called for her third foul. As I said, it's going to be 10 fouls as a team against the Dusters. So with a minute 22 to go, the Stars worked off about 2 minutes off the clock here, and they have a six-point lead, and we'll have two free throws. And Schmader is the one at the line. Excuse me, Misek's the one at the line, and she strokes in the free throw. So she makes it a seven-point game. So now it's a three-possession game, any way you slice it. And Holdridge is 0 for 11 from three-point range. Second free throw off the back of the iron and no good. And the rebound is going to go all the way to the left side and out of bounds. Nobody touched on the way back, so the Stars will drop back here on defense and Holdridge with a chance. 37-30, they bring it up. And they get it on that left side here for Darlene. Top of the circle with it is Weiser. Weiser gives it back to Darlene. She shoots the three, no good. Rebound taken out here by Misek. Misek dribbles through traffic. Misek will now play a little keep away with the dribble and gets the ball back near midcourt to Shoemaker. Shoemaker out here for Treadle. And with 54 seconds to go, it's going to be Annie Treadle who goes to the line, and she was fouled. So she'll have two with 54.7 seconds to go. Stars already lead it by 7, which is pretty comfortable. Now they lead it by 8, which is even more comfortable. The foul by Weiser, by the way, her second. And Treadle, after making that first free throw, now has 12 points in the game. And she's looking for the Baker's dozen, and she's got it. She's got 13 in the game. Hits both free throws, and the Stars now lead at 39-30 with just a shade under 55 seconds to go. Dribbling across here is Jenna Karn. Karn gave it away, gets it back, gives it here left side for Darlene. Darlene throws it on that left side. Stars really guarding that three-point shot. Now driving up here is going to be Johns. Johns puts up the shot, no good. Offensive rebound, won't fall. And then Maddie Shoemaker pulls down the board. And now we got a whistle, and we'll have another foul shot with 28 seconds to go. And this one is pretty much all over, as fouled this time is Aiden. And Aiden will be going up there for two after being fouled by Jenna Karn. That'll be the formula, at least here for a little while, as the free throw is no good. So the Stars, as a team now, 8 of 15 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and good. So she makes one out of the two, and the Stars now lead it 40-30 with 28 to go. And Kearney Catholic's going to make a couple of substitutions. Checking in the game is Kelsey Horowski. She'll drop back into this 2-3 zone. They work around the perimeter. Johns has it. Johns gave it away, gets it back. Picked up by Borowski on that low block. And they'll throw it top of the circle. Three-pointer is going to be an air ball here for Holdridge. They're looking to see, did anybody touch it? No, they did not. So the ball belongs here to the Stars as it ends up hitting the baseline. Kearney Catholic makes another substitution. That'll be Aislinn Wischmeyer. With 10 seconds to go, Wischmeyer will come in. And the ball is inbounded here for Eschenbrenner. Eschenbrenner will give it off here for Misek. Misek will dribble. And been through enough of these games, it didn't fall for the put the shot up 3 seconds early thing as she dribbles this one out. Student body was counting her down, trying to get her to put up that desperation shot, but she didn't even put up a shot at the end of the regular amount of time because the Stars already had secured a 10-point win. Your final score, Kearney Catholic 40, Holdridge 30. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
Winter sports are here, and your streaming home for all Platte River Radio games is PlatteRiverPreps.com. Games on Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, 1230 AM KHAS, and ESPN 1460 1550 are all available online thanks to Barney Insurance. You'll find a sports schedule for future broadcasts so you'll know we have your team covered. All of this online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Did your crops lose their fertilizer to Mother Nature last spring? This year, you need to utilize Endzone as your nitrogen management aid. Endzone will enhance your fertilizer's efficiency so your crops will utilize the nitrogen that you give them. To get Endzone added to your fertilizer, talk to your local fertilizer or chemical retailer. If they don't have Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, encourage them to visit with Mid-Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com or call 308-468-6206.
Welcome back here to Holdridge. Stars win it by a final of 40-30. This is the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A couple of interesting pieces of news. It is official, to no one's surprise. Scott Frost is the new head football coach at the University of Nebraska. In his statement, he said, "This is home." Sounds appropriate. Again, that's not the big part of the news, in my opinion. The big part is it appears that him and his entire coaching staff will stay with Central Florida and coach the Peach Bowl. And again, I think that's a classy move. I think it's the right thing to do. It may not help Nebraska football, but it is the right thing for Scott Frost and the program. So congratulations to them as Central Florida picked up the win, and they will get that in their conference championship game today in double overtime. They pick up the win. And now, wishing the best of luck in the Peach Bowl. Let's check the numbers here for the Holdridge girls, who fall now to 0-2 on the season. Again, Kearney Catholic wins this one 40-30. For the Dusters, Cassidy Connell finished with 15 points and 12 rebounds. She had an outstanding game. Melinda Lindstrom had some foul trouble. She finished with 5 points and 6 rebounds. Jenna Karn, 4 points and a board. Jersey Klein off the bench had 4 points in the game. And J.C. Johns with 2 points and 2 rebounds here for the Dusters. Unofficially, their shooting kind of cooled down in the second half a little bit. They end up being 12 of 41 from the field for 29.3% and 0 for 13 from three-point range, 6 of 14 from the free throw line, and they turned the ball over 21 times here in the game. So again, one of those numbers that Kearney Catholic likes to excel at, forcing turnovers. The Stars certainly were able to do that here today as they win it 40-30. Stars were led by Annie Treadle with 13 points in the game. Nicole Shundoff had 7 points and a couple of boards. Ashlyn Smotterer, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Brooke Eschenbrenner with 5 points, 3 rebounds. Ainsley Aiden with 4 points, 4 rebounds. Olivia Misek with 3 points and 5 rebounds. Liza Treadle with a couple of points and a rebound. Stars shot 28% in the game. They shot 28% in the first half, 28% in the second half. They were 14 of 50 from the field. They got up 50 shots. Made 14 of them. So there's good news and there's bad news there. The good news is they got a lot of shots. Bad news, they didn't really shoot very well today. They were 3 of 17 from three-point range, so they shot 17.6% from behind the arc. And from the free throw line, they were 9 of 16. They did have 24 rebounds in the game, turned the ball over only 9 times. But again, the rebounding battle won by Holdridge, 33-24 over the Stars. But the Stars win on the scoreboard, a final of 40-30. Kearney Catholic now 2-0 on the season. Next action for them will be at Adams Central on Thursday. And meanwhile, next action for the Holdridge Dusters will also be Thursday at home here in Holdridge as they take on Lexington. Well, the boys are warming up right now. We'll step away for about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll have coverage of our boys' action between the Stars and the Dusters. Once again, the final in girls basketball, it was Kearney Catholic with a 40-30 win here in Holdridge. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer Grace Clark back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a few minutes with high school boys action from Holdridge next here on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.